Channel One Right and a new reel. Setting it up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday, the 28th of April, 1971, and she didn't come, and I'm using it for Cookie on Saturday. Using it for Cookie on Saturday, the 1st of May, 1971. Cookie and Franklin. We work all day putting out fertilizer and cutting it in. And first one thing, then another. This is Channel One Right, and this is Cookie's tape on Saturday, the 1st of May, 1971, the first day we have worked together a long time. This is Channel One Right, and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday, the 1st of May, 1971. I set it up for Miss Daisy, but she didn't come this week, so I'm using for Cookie on Saturday, the 1st of May, 1971. Channel One Right on this new reel. This is Cookie, the Channel One Right, the 1st of May, Saturday, 1st of May, 1971.
As early as it ought to be either, but
you haven't had anything like this happen to you.
You won't believe this, Cookie.
you think anybody had better than that. I put a halter on little A. Jean's heifer and tied her up, and she just bucked and bucked. I thought, what in the world's wrong with your sister? Well, little A. Jean came on back up there and kept bawling. Well, I said, Faye, I don't have to turn on this fan all night so I can sleep. We went out there at 11:30. Brought the 18 in and turned that little calf to her, and that calf had a fit. She just wouldn't have that holder. And you know how you do. That's the reason I use these palm paddles. You can knock fire of them, doesn't hurt them. I tried to kick her. She wouldn't even look at the cow, much less. Well, there was another cow down there. I thought she was standing down there right across from 18. See, I kept 18 over here. And let her all the rest of them back faster. She's standing down there and the calf, too, just bawling. And I thought, well, that's the innocent pappy. See, that little hunter's trail, that little long-eared cow, little lap-eared cow. Well, sir. For the last 2 or 3 hours before I got up this morning, both cows were out there just laying it all.
And the calves.
And when Faye went out there, 18 was in the corral, and the other cow had found her way around there and was standing there looking at her. I just swapped calves. I'd got the wrong heifer. I thought, I went out there saying, well, sir, she don't know it, but she's on the way to the market. And when I went out there, both of them were just as mild as they could be, you know. It's a curious thing about a cow. They don't hold things against you.
No, but a horse will.
Yes.
He never will forget. You mistreat him, he never does forget.
Yeah. But both of them just looked up at me just like I was an old friend of theirs.
Well, I'd modify that just a little bit, Cookie. That task that we knocked the devil out of last night, I hadn't forgotten it. She went off in the past.
Oh, no, she won't.
He won't come back for some time.
No.
Nice over there last night, though. Oh, heck. About 10:45, I guess, about that.
Well, that's us out there, if you heard.
I started to come over, but I didn't know if it was safe or not.
Yes, sir.
It rained some more this morning after last night after I left over there.
Yeah. Still raining around.
Yeah. Because I fed the horses and there was water in the trough and my tractor's rained out.
Yeah.
Now it rained this morning sometime. I didn't hear it. Up home, it didn't rain up home. Yes, it did too, didn't it?
This morning?
Between 11:30 and 7 this morning when I got up.
Yeah. Well, what time was it? It was raining when we went to bed over here. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, along the mill. 10:30.
Yeah, just slow rain, only slow.
Well, there's one fair shower somewhere along there. Were you over here when the fair shower?
Yeah, it rained a little bit, but it didn't not amount to too much.
No.
But heck, there was that much water in the bottom of my feed trough this morning.
Yeah. I didn't look at the gauge. I was more interested in getting 18 to the market house.
I wish you'd have seen that calf. She went up in the air.
Oh, she did.
She put on
the show, did she?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Frank, you can go get the tire pump and pump up that tire on the tractor.
Little tractor?
Yeah.
Brand new tire. And it went down once. I pumped it up.
It's flat again.
Yeah. They must have squeezed it when they put it on.
Must have.
I wish there was some place I could trade and enjoyed it.
I do too. There ain't one place that I know of that I can walk in and feel relaxed for hardware or anything. And that's down here at McIntosh.
Yeah.
Walk in there and browse around and hunt what you want.
It's worth paying a little more, isn't
it? It sure is.
But now some things, you see, you can go to a grocery store and pick out oatmeal. You can't pick out meat. You need a little help. In an appliance store, you've got to have a little advice.
That's right. Well, if I can get through in time, I'm on another trading spree this evening.
You got it mapped out?
Yeah, I got it mapped out.
Well, what's your strategy?
Well, man's got a Ford truck. He wants to trade me. He got some money put on the hood of it. I'm going to trade my Cadillac.
Yeah.
He's after that Cadillac. He wants that Cadillac.
Oh.
He wants it.
He must have plenty of money to put on the hood.
Yeah.
He better have.
Cookie, I never thought you'd even think about it.
Well, Laura's got a car and I don't need one.
That's right, she got a family car.
That's right. I don't need one. That car of mine ain't a family car. In fact, guys, it's a sport car. My two-door car is a sport car.
Oh, that's right. That's right. There's a vast difference, isn't there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. When you got to scoot up and then push them seats, crawl back of that seat.
That ain't no good.
It makes a big difference.
Oh, Frank, he's having near luck.
Oh.
Yeah, he blowed his car. He blowed his car up again.
Huh?
He blowed his car up again.
Again?
See, he blowed that Corvair up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you put in a gear transmission?
Why, in the Corvair? No, I didn't do nothing to the Corvair. But he got the best of it.
Oh,
see, he wrecked it. He ran a stump through the floor and... Oh, he just messed it all up. I found a sucker for it. And I got that little Chevrolet. He blowed the motor up and it.
Since he was working on it out there.
Yeah. That is a second motor.
Oh, that's the motor you all put in Monday and Tuesday of that week.
Yeah. Why, he didn't got it now. But I tried to talk to him. He won't listen. So he can walk now.
Well,
he's on
foot now.
He can walk. He can't drive mine.
Well, that's the only way to do
it. I mean, I've got no other alternative.
You think that living away from home is...
That. She let him go where he wanted to, come back when he got ready. And he's running around with the wrong crowd.
Now, you see, that's what you all kept him, kept things leveled off all the time over at your house, you see. He always went with y'all.
Yeah. But now he thinks he got to go by himself.
Well, how do you burn up a motor like that? Just going fast?
Yeah. Sure now. Now that's something. He'll come down here and he'll work around home. He'll work all day long.
Yeah.
And never horse an engine. But you put him out by himself with somebody and he just next to him.
Yeah, here with that old cutout. Well, you'd do the same thing. Anybody would. You can get out of a crowd like that, you're just going to...
They
get on, won't they?
I told him I couldn't go no further.
Well, now you've been a right smart ways already.
I've been liberal. That poor little Larlo, I say to you now, she is to be upheld in what she's doing.
She's staying with it?
That's right. She don't drive over 55 miles an hour, no kind.
Oh, really? And it's so easy to that car there.
And she got a better car than I have. I put new brakes on for her. She wanted her brake ductor, where they was kind of bad, you know. And that was before I sold the station. She wanted brakes put on it. I put brakes on it, new tires on it. Got it all fixed up.
Yeah.
You get a pump out?
There's no trouble to pump. Everything was pretty good shape then.
Yeah.
And would hold for a while.
Yeah.
Now here's what you run into if you buy at the Farmers Exchange out there, Farmers Mutual. You could go out there and wait an hour or two and they wouldn't get around to you.
That's right. I walked in there and stood and just looked around and had my stuff laying on the counter, what little I was going to buy. And by golly, it takes them half an hour to think twice.
Yeah.
That is the slowest one man I ever saw.
What's for life?
We'll be there in just a minute. You go to these other places, Town Tire, and they get it.
Too fast.
Too fast. They got those boys waiting there with a tool, just like a dentist with that forceps.
Yeah.
Before you get in the chair.
Got that there pad right there, and they walk up to you, they start writing.
Yes.
And maybe just want to ask them a question.
Yeah, and they... I don't know where they make the money in volume, of course. But, they must make most of it in the extras, in the alignment, in the waiting the wheels. And
that's right, they do.
Little mechanical work they do. The tire's almost like the gas that you pump.
That's right. You don't make no money on tires. Lots of people think you do, but you don't.
You see, I'd rather just buy tires from Smitty. But I can buy them cheap and he can sell them to me. The same tire. But I'd still rather buy them from him. Where are you trading now?
Wherever I run low.
You got no headquarters?
No headquarters.
You haven't seen Clyde?
Not to talk to him. No, wherever I run low on gas, that's where I buy. Except in Hawthorne.
You got a place there?
No.
Except you don't buy it in Hawthorne.
I don't buy it in Hawthorne. The only way I'll buy gas in Hawthorne is to be have an empty tank and not have enough to get to Gainesville. Then I'll buy $1 worth.
Well, now you got stinkers out there, but how would that transfer over to the gas people, Susan?
Well, I'm gonna tell you,
the stinkers on the gas.
That's right. And mainly, when I was in business in Hawthorne, I had a garage there. And everybody criticized me, knocked me, kicked me. And I told them my day was coming. And it's here now, of course, I don't buy nothing off of them.
Well, now let me tell you, Cody, what happens. I think everybody, it affects everybody. You remember, you don't know J.R. Buster, brother?
No.
Well, J.R. was, you know, a clever fella. He could make a flue out there. He wouldn't put up a foundation for it. He'd do nice. He'd come over here and help me with a stove. He'd fix it. If I didn't have one, he'd pick up one for me. Well, he worked for Bohannon a while, and Bohannon couldn't stand him. And out there for Saunders for a while, and Gaswell people, old Gaswell people for a while. They couldn't stand him. And he got a job over there at the university, and all he done was sit on a tractor and haul trash. And he sat back on that tractor just like just like he was a lawyer. And you almost felt like you had to say mister. I mean, he all at once, he was free of all these bastards that he'd had to put up with.
That's right. That's just exactly the way I feel.
Now, he had worked all over this country. He had helped me, and everybody, everywhere I went, they'd glad to see him, but they'd all beat him. You know how it is. They wouldn't pay him.
Just like yesterday evening. I went in the shop. I never done nothing all day yesterday. But I was give out.
Give out doing nothing.
Give out doing nothing. We drove all over that campus a dozen times, trying to find trash to pick up. And there wasn't any. But we had to keep moving. We couldn't just stop and sit there. So we burnt the state gas. Drove around and around and around. And we never did find nothing to pick up. Got into the shop last night. Supervisor come over, he says, Cookie, he says, we're going to switch you back. I said, what do you mean, switch me back? He'll put you back on the tractor. I said, well, I'm satisfied where I'm at. Well, he said, yeah, the boy is not. I said, I don't give a damn about the other boy. I'm looking after me. I'm satisfied.
Who is that?
That's Epperson. I told you when I hired the second day I worked here. Me and you had that run in. I said, don't hand me nothing, because I don't take it. And He talked on that a little bit, explained a few things and details to me about my wages. And he said, you're as high on that trash truck as you can go. And he said, you're the only qualified man. So I've got another opening for advancement. And you're the only qualified man. And the only way I can advance you is to transfer you. I said, well, I'll study about it over the weekend and we'll talk Monday morning. But I don't want it. I don't want it in the position that he wants to put me in.
That's that true, right?
That's right. I'll be between him and the department supervisor. And I don't want him to meddle. No, I've been in the middle too long. I want all money into the other. I either want next to him or below the other man. I don't want between him and this other man. I ain't gonna be there. And I ain't gonna take it.
You just gonna stay on the trash truck.
If that's all they got, I'm gonna stay on the trash truck. Right around.
Well, I'll tell you, old J.R. was a different man. And I know plenty of people the same way. That's a curious thing, isn't it? They get over there, nobody bothered them.
That's right. Ain't nobody bothers me. When I leave there every morning, I never see a supervisor nor a boss until I get back in that night. I'm my own boss.
That is a curious thing. You're more your own boss right there on the trash truck than you are running your own business down there.
That's right. That's right. The reason that trash truck, the reason you're your own boss on it, I didn't know it until last week. They can't get nobody to take that thing.
Oh, they're proud.
Everybody is too proud to drive a trash truck.
Well, what do you know? But J.R., he not.
But I'm not either. No, I'm not either. Of course, at 11:30 of the morning, we don't pick up nothing at 11:30. I don't care if we got plenty of it. We don't pick it up. Of course, we ain't got time to go to the dump and get back before 12. Instead of that, well, we go to the camping grounds, by gosh, at 11:30.
Yeah.
And that's right there behind the old law building. You know where the old law building
yeah.
is? All right there behind that. It's from 20 minutes to 12 until 20 minutes to 1. You can find me there. Of course, I'm there.
What do you mean behind it? There ain't any behind through that building. It's all surrounded with open spaces.
The old law building?
Yeah.
Right there on the corner, right above, right next to the
business.
Tiger Hall. You know where that big parking area is, right back at Taggart Hall there?
Yeah.
I'll be right back at Taggart Hall between...
It's right on the corner next to you, the old station.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what's back of that? How much back?
Parking lot.
Yeah, oh.
I'll be right there in that parking lot. They're up under them shade trees.
That's a good place.
Yes, sir. Ain't nobody comes around.
Huh?
Ain't nobody comes around there.
Yeah. That's off the track. Yeah.
Is that where you have lunch?
Yeah. They're doing some construction work in behind it now. They got great big ditches dug behind
them. Yeah. That helps isolate it.
Yeah.
Well. Now, you haven't got any of those aggravations that you had at the base station?
None at all. No, sir. If it don't run, if a truck don't run, I'll take this up, fix this thing.
They don't say you get your hunkers under there.
I tell them.
Yeah.
It's a new truck, too.
It ain't a 54 model.
No, sir. It's a 70 model.
It ain't a antique. What is Cookie call those he deals in?
Junkers.
Junkers, yes. Well, you said. That's right.
Wait till the term ends. You know, when they graduate and all that kind of junk?
Yeah.
Them students are going to be wanting to get rid of their junkers.
Let me tell you, at that time, they get rid of everything over there.
That's right.
Trailers and phonographs and
bicycles and motor scooters and automobiles and you name it.
Yeah.
And then you see on the trash truck, I'm all over campus. I can find them.
Yeah.
First hand.
Yeah.
Do they put a sign on it?
Yeah. First hand, I can find them.
I'll be damned.
That's what being on a trash truck for.
I'm going to stay there if they'll let me at all. I mean, I just going to have to say it's either get off or go home now. That's all they are to it.
Yeah. You don't want advancement.
No.
You just want to be left alone.
That's right. I done made up my mind that effect.
Yeah. Well, I must say, I never thought you'd drive. I thought you'd go over there and start scheming for higher wages. Yeah, you know, everybody does.
Well, $2.46 an hour, 8 hours a day, riding around 95% of the time.
Yeah.
Ain't bad money.
Yeah, I pay, I say.
And then you can look around.
That's right.
Your mind's free.
That's right. I can look around and maybe pick up an automobile or a motor scooter or something that I can turn over right quick and make myself $50.
Well, make it an automobile.
Now, if I can find a motor scooter that I know I can turn over all.
You ain't above it?
I'm not above it.
Now, you look back at all those aggravations you had a week or two ago, Cookie. And you'd flinch, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
All that, all those bad checks from people that just deliberately do you in?
That's right. Just like yesterday, I was kind of heated up there in the parking lot. One of my old customers came in.
That's a spot thing.
Go in the parking lot. I was standing out there beside my truck wiping it off, you know. He walked up. I didn't pay attention to him. It's a little girl in a 53 Pontiac, that yellow one. Walked up and tapped me on the shoulder. She said, "What in the world are you doing down here?" I said, "I'm wiping my truck off right now." She said, "You know, I went back to the service station, and you was gone, and I wouldn't buy a nickel's worth from that boy."
Well.
she said that.
Some of these people beat you deliberately, that you know.
That's right.
That you've done business with.
That's right. They'll do it. They will.
Yeah. It's just almost like somebody like Alvin or Frank. Not quite like that, but...
Just like that boy. Give me that check for $131.95. He'd been coming in there all the time. Well, for about 2 months. But he baited me up just to get to take me for a ride.
Yeah. Oh, he had it in mind.
He had to.
Well, he kept paying you right prompt on everything?
Yeah, just right now. And then I put an air compressor on his car and tuned it up and changed the oil in it, greased it, put 2 tires on it. Had to eat that.
Yeah.
They still haven't found him.
Haven't found him?
No, sir. They found the car, but they ain't found him.
Where's the car?
Where is the car at? Louisiana. I got 2 in Louisiana now.
Oh, you mean he left the country?
Yeah.
What did he do? Sell it? Trade it? They do anything for $100.
That's right. He drove it as far as he had money, and then he sold his car and went somewhere.
Oh. Well, was he... He didn't have too much on the ball?
No. He's a heavy equipment operator.
You know, they don't get paid so much as you'd think. Just around. Now, if they're on some big construction thing, that...
Well, now, he worked for your old construction company when he dealt with me. Because I got the lead on him from the home from the branch office in Ocala.
You went to some trouble to do all that.
Yes, sir.
How'd you make that contact? How'd you know? How'd you find out?
I asked him where he worked.
Oh. So you knew where he worked?
I knew where he worked. Then I called down there and verified it. And then I took the check down to the Sheriff's Department. They sent it down there, Marion County's Sheriff's Department, and between then and that time, he bugged out, and they ain't never found him yet. They found the car in Louisiana.
Even Clyde gets enough of that.
Yeah.
Now, he got his family fast, but some of it is that same thing you dealt with.
Same thing I dealt with. Knuckleheads.
People come around and work him.
That's right. Bleed him.
Bleed him.
They want you to tell them what's wrong with their car and what it'll take to fix it. You tell them. Then they'll go get the parts and fix it yourself. And you pass out all that information to me.
Yeah. Well, now, suppose you did this. Suppose I come in there and say, Cookie, look at this car and tell me what it needs. And I'll pay you for it. I'll pay you for telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
But nobody does that.
Nobody does that.
You don't know all the time until you get into it.
Yeah, they play with an awful lot. They'll come in and say, well, my car is doing so and so. What do you think it caused? And you tell them, well, now how much would you charge me to fix that? You tell them how much you charge them. They say, well, will it hurt to drive it for a few days longer? And if it ain't too bad, you'll say, no, go ahead and drive it. Well, I'll tell you what, when I get, as soon as I get paid, well, I'll bring it back and let you fix it. But they never do get paid. They never come back. They go fix it theirself. You see, they play with you. They use you.
Yeah. And that's a constant thing.
That's a constant thing.
Well, now, Dick Moss said that's what these college boys, the way they treat him.
Yeah.
And then they order the stuff from the discount house. So everybody gets it?
Everybody.
And they take Clyde the same way?
Yeah.
I telephoned Gorman.
Yeah.
Been a week or two ago, a couple of weeks ago. I was in town that day. I said, come on over and have lunch over that, you know, phase at the house downtown. And he was making out his income tax. And he had 2 days to go. And he said, up until midnight the next day, he would wouldn't sleep or eat. But we'd hear from him after that, but we haven't heard from him.
I haven't heard from him.
And I asked him if he'd seen anybody, and he said he hadn't run across anybody from over there.
I haven't even saw him. Haven't saw Clyde, Bud Gillian. I saw Don Couch the other night. And he paid me what he owed.
I'll show Cookie what I got for the horses.
Huh?
I'll show Cookie what I got for the horses.
Well, let's get this.
Okay.
This paper
okay.
Done.
All right. Yeah, we don't need to.
You don't
do
mind.
Well, I was just. Yes, yeah, so get that fertilizer out. That's the thing.
Yeah. Now.
At JJ's, you didn't have any bad checks.
But I had JJ to put up with.
Now, JJ is a principal fella. Until you work for him. And then he rides you.
He expects you to perform miracles, and you can't do it.
And he doesn't know he's riding you.
That's right. He doesn't realize.
I mean, he don't do it on purpose.
He doesn't realize it.
He'd been out here a time or two, but he hadn't done anything. You know, one time he came out here, we got working on these trees, poisoning these trees. And that turned out not to be his idea of a good time. I don't know what he wants to do, just ride a bicycle around.
Yeah. Just like the other flatheads.
Well, that'd be tedious. That'd be tedious.
I wish they'd either outlaw automobiles or bicycles.
That's right.
One or the other.
One or the other.
I do.
Darting in and out of traffic?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir, we got to go out there while Frank's there. Say, don't you keep your head out and tell him to turn that thing around.
Have a drink. We'll have some supper.
Put on a little water, please.
Okay.
I don't know what the rest of all the drinks
tear up his plate now.
Right?
Yeah.
He don't know whether to take his boy aside or he can't say go against his own children, the faith.
But I ain't gonna let him have my car tonight. And I ain't gonna let him go with nobody else because that's why I want to keep him out there working.
Yeah. That work coming in handy, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't want you to work the bag away. What a nice job he's done today.
Yeah. Stay with it.
Well, we better we better do a little more brag on him today, Faye. He done right as fine.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I asked
it,
because
I don't know if he turned
around. I don't believe he does. So he's putting him out for
him. Hello, Jack.
Right, she's got my.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, Lord. You know, I'm tired. Wrapping them up, trying to find fertilizer
yeah.
for next to.
That's what does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go up here and fix your coffee, Cookie.
We put up all this, I'll take just a little bit, see?
Yeah.
We put up all that ammonium nitrate this morning.
Yeah.
And go. Then they had all that fencing to it. I didn't know it was going to run into that much.
Oh, you've got your Cookie's horses in the holding bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see tomorrow we got to cut in that fertilizer down there and cook it back.
You ready for me to give you some food?
I'd like to rest a little
rest.
Bit.
That's
well,
what I thought.
I'm, you know, just catching breath.
Sure. Well, no, it's her.
At your own pace.
Yeah. Me and Frank got them come to the trailer, come down here this morning for breakfast. We eat breakfast over the trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your horses are really enjoying
themselves.
The new pasture,
they're seeing
up the hills.
Oh, they love a new pasture.
Okay.
Now and then when these youngsters get on it, if they stay on it too long, I get them off. They don't like to be interrupted.
They don't?
Oh, no. You don't have to say a word. Just sit there and sort of play drumsticks. And they can't last long. They try to go on like nothing happened. Now these people, these old people, I don't care how long they talk. I'll go over and use somebody else's phone.
Got all the fertilizer put out?
Well, enough to
to
make a little showing. We got those fences patches where I can put Pappy over here.
Oh, yeah.
In the flats pasture.
Yeah. Good. I rode in the back pasture and he was just tending to his business. He wasn't walking in the fence, but I wouldn't want to leave him.
I'll bring him over for the night.
And we lacked a little bit of getting over the back pasture fertilized, didn't we?
Yeah, a little bit.
This front one's worse than that, isn't it? Not much over there.
That's right. And the, that little bahia right down here by the lane needs fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. Cold, not that much.
How much was that fertilized, yeah?
That'll pay for your trip on this, on that Alabama. I don't know how much they sell it for now. It's around, it's 50 or something. 50.
You sort of figure that'd even up you out, your work on your tractor.
He's outright smart on that, so. Well, now I don't want something for nothing. How about the charge for the horses?
Well, they're going to be $5 a piece.
A piece?
Mm-hmm. 2.5 a shot.
$5 a horse?
Yeah.
$5 a horse?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to put it under the skin?
No, sir. And he's got everything is furnished. You know, it's all in. It's real new, and it's a tetanus, too, you know.
Yeah? Well, I need that, regardless.
Yes. You see, we didn't give it to him last year, and
no.
Dr. Wood said that was a big mistake. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got enough.
Oh, syringe, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
We can keep those down.
Sure.
He said that, well, that's it. Now, I just got one for these two horses here. You can pick up something for old man, I guess, whatever you want to do about that.
Well, okay.
What we ought to do
is
see if old Everett's come in. I don't think I could talk to him, though, if he's here.
I'd like for Frank to see that truck. I want to get him broke away from that trash in Gainesville.
Yeah.
I want to get him away from there. I want to get him interested. I'll go borrow the money to buy that truck if that'll get him over the barrel. Give him something to stay at home and work on.
You know, it's it takes a lot of energy to keeping a fellow busy. Now, that's one advantage of being at the station down there, cooking. You could keep him busy, couldn't you?
No.
You couldn't?
I couldn't. That was impossible.
Is that where you met some of these people?
No, this was
long since they said it.
No, this is just happened basis. He started staying out there with that Hungarian. And she got to mix him with some more Spanish people. All right, and then they got to mix them with a bunch of Hungarians, Syrians, or Cubans, or something. Well, Frank got tangled up with them. That's a little girl down here at Mecanopee. Now, I never said a word about him going down or see her.
Miss Graham.
As long as it was in reason, you know what I mean. Now, I didn't say a word. I didn't tell him not to go, I didn't tell him to go. I just said be careful. And he dropped her, see? Just in the past 3 weeks, he dropped her completely out of the picture. And he was going out with this other man's wife, and I don't like it. He's going to get hurt. That other man, if that boy catches him out with his wife, why he'll keep.
You do it. Cook, they move fast, don't they?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Frank, what? Frank, 16, 17?
16. She's 21. Got a little baby about a year old, I guess.
It's a bad time for him not to have a car.
Well, he ain't gonna have a car tonight. I know he's mad.
What do you do, Cookie? You can't. Keep up with him. Oh dear.
See this man.
Does he know you know?
No, he don't know that I know her, see.
Oh.
See what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to work in the dark and get him to break stand this woman up a few times. Well, then she'll get mad and not go with him no more. I'm trying to pull just a little bit of psychology on her. I guess that's what she called.
Because he doesn't know that you know he goes out with her.
He doesn't know. I was in and out last night from 11:30. Well, I got home. It was a little bit after 12 when I got home last night. I stayed home last night. He didn't even go nowhere. Beat me up for my car tonight.
Oh.
Beat me up for my car tonight.
Well, it's hard for him not to show off on this. He's like, 16's right young, isn't it?
Gosh, yes. I never got to drive a car till I was 18, and when I drove a car, I had to buy my own. My dad never did let me have a car.
Oh! Well, he's supposed to be there at 7 o'clock. He's already late.
He's already late.
So if he comes in there and has a bite of supper.
Now, don't you ever say anything to him about that?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want him to know that I know it.
Oh, no. I never say anything to Frank about anything.
Faye, open the gate for him.
I'll go open it.